Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Stephen Kemp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service within the U.S. General Services Administration. Also joining us from IBM is Ken Beecher. So, Steve, I have the pleasure of talking to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. I'd be interested to understand how you folks are leveraging partnerships and collaboration to improve operation and achieve program outcomes.
Sure. I mean, we do a lot of this. And I think that, you know, the most visible way right now is some of our work on strategic sourcing. We're leveraging across the whole federal government. And, you know, and the rejuvenation or sort of regeneration of our Smart Buy program. We're looking at commercial software and buying it once across the whole federal government and leveraging the prices and again, using our expertise to understand the marketplace, get leverage in terms of the price, and then, you know, allow the government to use its resources to buy other things. And I think that that is really, really important going forward. We talked a little bit earlier about ComSatCom. And again, here, that same concept, you know, for discrete products and services in some cases, you know, really having a core team. And a lot of times it's not GSA alone, but it's GSA in conjunction with its customers and some of their subject matter expertise. You know, so when we're buying commercial satellite solutions, whether they be the commercial or something a little bit more specific, you know, being able to leverage limited government resources and expertise to do the right thing for the government and get the right prices. It is so important for our government going forward to be able to do this and to provide the value to the taxpayer that they really need. And, you know, we continue to work with the, you know, the government councils, whether it be the CIO Council, the CAO Council, those kinds of bodies to, you know, gauge what's going on, understand the marketplace, and understand our customers' concern. And then again, reaching across to industry and industry partnerships too, to understand what's going on there in order to, you know, mold the programs in a way that's useful for our customers and effective for dealing with our industry partners.
Given GSA's critical mission, you discussed earlier the Q12 survey. Can you discuss some of the findings that you received or the findings that you gathered from the survey? But also, what are you doing to ensure you have or you continually have a well-trained and technical workforce?
Sure. I think one of the things we see from the Q12 is that, you know, one of the important things is good managers and good supervisors and how that actually helps. So, you know, one of the things we do with the Q12 is actually follow it up with action plans. And we see that, you know, the work units where they go to the employees and they say, what are the things we need to work at as an organization? And, you know, I do that with my leadership team. And it's not what I want to do, it's what they want to do. You know, and sometimes we work on things that we're good at so that we stay good at them. And sometimes we work at things that we need to do a little bit better on so, you know, we improve our performance there. And I think most of our work teams that are doing that, we see their scores rise because we're paying attention to what's important to our employees and what they want to have done. And we have some work areas that do tremendously good job of this, and we have some that need to work at this a little bit more. So we're trying to get, you know, raise that level across our entire organization that we continue to work on making our teams more productive and helping our employees do great things. We talk about specific things we're doing. One of the things that I've been wanting to do and we have been doing is finding ways to help people move around our organization. I tell this story, and I think it's really telling. When I first took over this job, I was in the elevator with somebody who had just come back from a detail. And she was so excited about going back to her new job and was happy with what she brought to where she was on detail. And it was great. You know, she learned something, left some information behind, and went back to her job energized. And when I tell that, you know, I tell another story where somebody moved and they say, well, what did they do? That somehow moving around the organization is a punishment. And when I say that, people laugh because that really was our story for GSA. If somebody moved, something bad happened, so they had to be moved. So, but now we're changing that, you know, so those developmental assignments, opportunities for people to try or do something new, and then exchange that information across the silos that we have in our organization to break down some of that, to share some of the information, to bring some new and different better practices to different parts of the organization. That's happening, you know, whether it's, you know, teams we have working across programs and portfolios or just, you know, opportunities like we have sustainability fellows that come into our what we call our acquisition organization, acquisition management, learn about sustainability for 6 months and then go back to their job. And while they're there, they do some good work on acquisition. Helps keep our costs down because we don't have to put permanent people on sustainability. So creating those kinds of opportunities across our organization. The next ones we're going to be doing are innovation fellows. You know, people who come in and work on innovation, learn it, go back to their organization. So it's great for our organization, great for our people, and I think in the end, great for our customers.
It sort of spreads the seed of innovation throughout what you folks are doing, leading by example.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let me ask you to take your crystal ball out, you know, and look more towards the future. Would you give us a sense of some of the key issues that will affect your office government-wide over the next couple of years?
Sure. First, the budget, of course, is key. You know, there's going to be some need for us to do some new things, to do some more of some things, to really, I think when we talk about strategic sourcing and, you know, being easy to use, we really need to turn that up. You know, innovation, some of the new things coming out. You know, we're looking at integrations, a professional services contract, really important for what the government really needs to help work through some of the issues it's going to need to streamline itself and improve its performance. I think that's really an important challenge coming up for us. Secondly, I think the important really need for data and analytics. You know, so we're looking at our government travel management information system. How do we really transform travel in the federal government to take advantage of what we know about how the government spends? How do we improve the CityPair program? How do we leverage the buying of hotels and rental cars as part of that? And how do we manage travel as, you know, a program within agencies and across the federal government to really maximize the value in a way that we haven't yet? Each year we get a little bit better at this, but how do we take advantage of opportunities like that to really change what's happening so that the government can still do the travel it needs to do, but spend a whole lot less money on it and get better results? So I think those are the kinds of things that we need to do. And then finally, I think innovation. You talked a little bit about that. And for us, that means I talk about it in terms of above and below the line innovation, above the line. New offerings, new products. How do we understand what the government needs and be there for them with what they need? And then how do we improve our current operations below the line innovation so that, you know, our services are easier to buy, easier to understand, that the government has better data in order to make choices that will, you know, reduce their risk, improve the performance, improve the price and value that they're getting in each transaction they make when they come to GSA. And that is so important for us being successful in the future and helping the government be better at what they do and drive better value for the taxpayer.
So on another note, how are you preparing your agency to meet these evolving challenges and seize these opportunities?
Well, part of this is, you know, first hiring the right people. You know, how do we get the right kind of people into GSA and FAST in particular to really be able to meet these needs? And we've done some really interesting things around this. You know, hiring people, they work out of their homes. You know, we talked about our fleet purchasing. Some of the acquisition people we hired actually sit in Michigan. You know, and that's where, you know, some of the private sector's woes were a boon to us. So, you know, some people who worked in the auto industry as their lead purchasers now work for us, really understand that marketplace, are able to share that information and do a better job. So finding the right people that are important. And I think, you know, we continue to work on that in terms of finding the right expertise, getting them into FAST, and then letting them do the, you know, great work. So I think that's really important. The training is, I think, important. This year we're doing the year of negotiations across GSA, certainly a good skill that we all need to get better at. You know, we spend a lot of money on training. You know, while a lot of agencies cut training when times get tough, we still spend a lot of time and money on our employees to get them to be up to speed, to be able to do the kinds of difficult work that they take on every day. And it's important, and I think it shows both in, you know, how happy they are and some of the results that they produce for us. So I think that's really important.
So Steve, I'd be interested to know, would you provide some advice for folks who are considering a career in public service?
I would encourage anybody who's interested to apply. I think I can speak from my own perspective and my own experience. I did not know when I was getting into, when I got into public service, but it has been a remarkable career for me. I've been able to do things that I would have never expected even happen in the government, to see things, to touch things that I know have an impact on everybody's life in America, and maybe a couple times in your career. And that's really remarkable to be able to do that and walk away from that. So to have impact on things that improve people's lives. You know, I think when people talk about government service and government work, and I even talked to this when I talked to our industry partners that are help GSA, some of the work that you're doing for the government is so unique and so interesting and so impactful that this is the place where you really want to highlight when you come and work for us, you get to do these things. And I say that too when I talk to employees or when I talk to groups where they're talking about what's your advice for people coming in. There is such opportunity, and you know, just be aware of the opportunities that are available to you in the government, because you can do such great things in the government, and it really provides some remarkable opportunities for people. So it's a great place to go. It's a great place to be. I think, you know, people that work for the government are so dedicated to what it is they do every day, whether it's, you know, little things or really huge things. And I think the dedication is really remarkable.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you for your time today. This has been a rich and fulfilling and insightful conversation. But more importantly, Ken and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And if people want to know more about GSA, you can always find everything you need on gsa.gov. But more importantly, coming up this May, if you're interested in anything happening at FAST, you will find it at our GSA Expo, which this year is in San Antonio from May 15th through 17th. And if you need to find out more, it's at expo.gsa.gov.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Stephen Kempf, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service within the U.S. General Services Administration. My co-host from IBM has been Ken Beecher. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.